Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me from the Wearable Art Show is Tiffany Pearson and Bobby Jordan. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
And the show is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Saturday, February 10th. We have two shows from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 7 p.m., and we are super excited about what's going to go on.
Yeah, this has been happening for a number of years. Now, how many years has Sitka been hosting a wearable arts?
So since 2010, Jeff Budd, he says he borrowed it from Ketchikan. So we've had it every year since 2010 minus COVID years.
COVID, right. 2020 and 2021 and 2022, we did not.
Yeah.
So we've had a gap. Last year was the first year we brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our second in a row. So we're very excited.
Yeah. That first year back after COVID is like, okay, shake the dust off. Remember mm-hmm. how to kind of do all these things. You finally have the outlet for it again. So this should be a great show. The theme this year is Sky's the Limit. With the themes you have, is this something that is just a point for a jump, like a springboard for inspiration, or is it a strict, you know, lines you have to color in?
Right. Nope. This is just like a jumping board spot. People can do whatever they want with whatever designs. Jeff Budd always said that too when he was involved, and he said, you know, we just like to give people a parameter to go off of. But this year, a lot of our designers did go with that theme, and it makes it fun for the program because when you look at everything, it's got some little fun quips and comedic gestures towards the theme. So,
right.
And the nice thing is sometimes people don't do anything near the theme, and then it's just this big surprise. So, yeah, sky's the limit.
You get those surprise things in.
Yeah.
And you're mentioning before we went on air, not only are these designers taking inspiration from the theme or whatever it is acting as their muse to create their pieces, even down to things of the music that their models are going to be walking down the runway on, even that's is chosen by the artist as well. So you kind of get a good immersion into whatever it was
they're doing.
Yes, it's really nice. They get to kind of put their own spin on it. So it's not just their design they create. It's not just the moves that they have on the runway. It is that music that brings it all together. Mm-hmm. It's such an experience because everybody has their own ideas on what art is.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no wrong answer, which is how makes it so much fun.
Yeah, for sure.
So for folks who are in the show this year, can you give us, you know, without like giving anything away, like kind of a little preview on some of the different materials or some of the different people we might be seeing in the show this mm-hmm. year?
Ooh. Well, we have two visitors coming from Whitehorse.
Oh, international
show. Yes, we now have an international show, which is very fun. These two ladies have been involved since the get-go, and they are really excited about coming. So that's very fun. One of them has three pieces, and one has one. And so they are super excited. And let's see. And then
materials.
We have designs that are super wide, mm-hmm. and we have some that are really super tall. Mm-hmm. And
we've got milk jugs. We've got all sorts of materials coming down the runway.
And then
year.
We have very traditional designs mm-hmm. too. So you know, it's a nice mix of very imaginative and using mm-hmm. Recyclables, and then some of the more traditional wear that comes down and mm-hmm. and it's all fits within the sky's the limit. So that's the best part.
We have some people that actually have teamed up with people they work with as well just to create designs. Like mm-hmm. I know Alan Marine had a group of people that wanted to do this originally, and there's a really special set of designs for two people that work at one of the clinics here in town that is doing this really mm-hmm. fun piece as well. So if you are interested in doing it in the future, don't be afraid to don't exclude your work group, because that's right. some great wearable art, friends to work with.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be one right. single mind mm-hmm. creating these things. Yeah, to have that collaboration, that's pretty fun too. And that's what makes wearable arts mm-hmm. fun too. Of just it's not just works from one designer, one artist.
Yeah.
It's
no.
this whole whole interpretation.
And we have a lot of veteran mm-hmm. designers, and we have a lot of new designers. And then mm-hmm. another fun piece is we're doing a tribute to Bill Foster this year.
Excellent.
So Jeff Budd is spearheading that, and you know, he was so instrumental in all of the wearable arts all the way along, and. so we want to honor his memory for that too. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, and he's actually, Bill Foster was a legend with Alaska Airlines, and Alaska Airlines is one of our big sponsors this year too. So it's kind of cool to tie that together. They'll have one of the big VIP tables we were talking about earlier to kind of watch the show. And also Bill Foster's family will be in attendance. Awesome. And so that's going to be super special, because when you think of Wearable Arts, you think of those two guys together. They kind of...
Yeah, the dynamic duo.
They were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's go back quick to Tiffany mentioned the VIP tickets. So not only is there going to be, you know, general admission seating for the 2 p.m. and the 7 p.m. shows, mm-hmm. what is this VIP experience?
So last year we started a new thing. It's at a VIP section, and where it's seating along the runway, and what you get for each show is you get a free beverage and a charcuterie box. And for the evening show, it includes an alcoholic beverage of your choice. And this year we will have Harbor Mountain Brewery as one of our sponsors, so that's kind of exciting. And then we have a VIP table for, like, say corporations or groups who want to do 8 people or more. Mm-hmm. And they have this wonderful spread of charcuterie along with alcoholic beverages as well. And this year we have Graceful Pastries is going to be making some treats for those boxes, as well as the Donut Lady. So we have some special local flavor in the charcuterie. So that's super fun. And so the experience of the VIP tables was just to create this extra level of excitement for people who wanted an up-close and personal view mm-hmm. of the designs. And I have had some people tell me how up-close and personal. One person said at one point, like, sometimes you have to kind of turn your eyes, because sometimes you get a little close and you kind of might see something you're not sure of. And I was like, oh, that's the up-close and personal experience for sure. So, but yeah, it's so super fun to be on the runway. Yeah.
So for all of these tickets, for the VIP tables to general admission, how does one go about getting those tickets?
Right. So Old Harbor Books has all of our tickets until the show. And general admission is $25, and they're great seats as well. The VIP tickets are $50. And I think we're sold out of VIP for the evening show.
For the evening show,
we have a couple left for the 2 p.m. show. And the VIP tables, we have one left available for the evening show. If
And you would need to contact Tiffany mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
and how would someone contact you, Tiffany? Is
give
it
you my
email
phone number
or a number?
738-8161.
8161.
Yeah.
Perfect for getting a hold of that last coveted VIP table at the 7 p.m. show.
Yeah.
It's fun. That's pretty fun for the artist, too, to have two shows in one day. It's not just a buildup for one quick, because any performance just always just goes in the blink of an eye. So to have two performances, two showings in a day is pretty awesome. And you're having an opportunity for us local public to meet with these inspired people between the two shows.
Yeah, there's a cookie reception provided by C-Mart, and where you can go and meet the artists and be up close and personal to check out their designs after the show and get inspired for your next wearable arts piece.
Awesome.
That you're going to create. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, because this is happening. It's happening every year. We're back from the COVID hiatus, mm-hmm. Back into the regular groove of things. It's such a nice way to get out of the winter kind of slump and see what people have been working on during these dark days of winter.
For sure.
Bring some light back into it.
We're so lucky that we have so many artistic people. We have the people involved with Wearable Arts. We have the people involved with Cabaret. We have so many cool little pockets of art along the cold months. And I love the fact that we have that outlet for Sitka. We're lucky.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So for the show this year, Sky's the Limit being the theme, who do we have hosting this year?
Oh, yeah.
We've got Mary and Andrew Hames. So they are kind of our dynamic duo here. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to get them for several years, and then we kept running into the COVID thing. Oh, so we're really excited to have them. Jeff Budd will do a short little piece for Bill Foster, but they will be Mary and Andrew will be running the show, and we are very, very excited about that. And
they've had some practice. They did Broadway night a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they're
warming up for it.
Yeah, they're really good. They're fun to watch. So.
They're very fun to watch together. So we're thrilled about that.
It's a show in all aspects, from what's walking down the runway to the MCs between these different artists. Mm-hmm. And this is all the Wearable Arts Show is all a part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. This is the fundraiser for it.
This is our principal fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And it's also we also, you know, try to get some new board members out of it as well. But it, you know, we do support the arts, and a lot of the activities that we do, like Porch Fest and the art walks, we don't charge for those. Mm-hmm. You know, they are free to the public, but there is always a cost involved. Yeah. There is no such thing as a free lunch, so mm-hmm. to speak. So this helps us to get our different activities funded and pay for, you know, the day-to-day tasks that have to be done. So
you're looking for some board members.
We are looking for board members. We have a couple of new ones, Tanya Politel-Lang and Betty Gray. But some of us have been on the board for a really long time, and it's, you know, we're all kind of feeling like, well, maybe it's time for us to
get some new
do
blood.
Something different and get some new blood. So, and there's always space. Mm-hmm. There's always tasks to be done. And if you support the arts, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah. There's, like you were saying, there's so many other little things happening behind the scenes
right.
to make everything work. It's, I just think of like a duck paddling through water. So smooth on top, crazy little legs working below.
Mm-hmm.
All those, and the more hands to help with that work, the better. And the more things that can happen when you have new ideas coming in with new board members and
exactly.
all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So,
well, that big fundraiser, Wearable Arts, that is coming up this weekend. So this Saturday, the tickets are at Old Harbor Books. You have a matinee at 2 p.m. and an evening show at 7 p.m. Anything people should keep in mind when they're coming to the show?
If you don't have any, like if there's no tickets at Old Harbor Books, you can just come to the show and see if we have some available.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, usually the 2 p.m. we have a couple seats available. The evening show is pretty tight, but yeah.
Excellent. Well, and if folks want to get a hold of you for that last VIP table at mm-hmm. the 7 p.m. show, 738-8161 to get a hold of you, Tiffany. But everyone else, yeah, Old Harbor Books, the great partner of all activities in town.
Yeah, exactly.
Our local Ticketmaster. Yeah. Excellent. Well, Tiffany Pearson and Bobby Jordan, thanks so much for coming in for Sky's the Limit, this weekend's Wearable Arts Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.